Number 5. Dogsicle.
No!
Jonah and I both scream.
No, no, no!
I'm too shocked to move. But Jonah starts running toward the igloo castle. Then he slips and falls. My heart pounds as I try to help him up.
She hurt our dog, Jonah calls out. She turned him into a popsicle. No, a dogsicle.
Is he? I can't say it. He can't be dead. He just can't be. I feel a lump in my throat.
His eyes are blinking. Look, he's still alive. He's just frozen. You froze our dog, you evil person, you!
Jonah waves his fist at the roof.
Shh, Jonah!
I hiss, squeezing his arm. The Snow Queen takes a step toward the railing.
Come here, children. Come closer. Come play with Kai. Have you ever made a snow angel?
Kai looks like he's in a trance. He's now lying on his back on the roof, flapping his arms, making, I'm guessing, a snow angel.
She's creepy, Jonah whispers. Do we have to go to her?
I don't know, I whisper back. We need to save Prince, but I don't want the Snow Queen to put us under her spell. Then we're all in trouble.
Which spell? The zombie spell or the dogsicle one?
Either.
Come on, children, the Snow Queen says. Come closer.
She puckers up her lips.
Mwah!
The white tornado steam shoots from her lips. It's heading right toward us. I take Jonah's hand and yank him back away from the yard.
Run! She's blowing us a magical kiss!
Jonah pulls his hand away.
We can't leave Prince!
We have to, I say, feeling awful but knowing we don't have a choice.
We'll come back and get him when the Snow Queen isn't here. In the original story, she's always traveling. We'll come back when she's out of town.
But how will we know when she's out of town? Jonah demands. More tornado steam is headed our way.
I don't know, but we've got to get out of here now. We have to run back down the mountain.
I yank Jonah's arm and we take off.
Follow me, Jonah shouts. There's a section with no trees. We'll slide down. It's a straight shot to the bottom. It'll be faster.
I follow him, my breath catching as I run.
Slide? I ask, worried. Like on a sled?
Yes, he calls back, still running, except without the sled.
On what then?
On our stomachs.
No, 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 we'll break our noses.
We reach the clearing and hesitate at the edge. It looks steep, very steep.
Can we roll? Jonah asks.
I think it's safer to go on our backs, like a water slide. Jonah nods, a gleam in his eye.
See you at the bottom. Race ya!
He takes 3 steps back and then runs and does a flying leap down the hill. Oh boy, I hope I don't regret this. I quickly launch myself feet first. I go fast. The ice is hard against my back, and the momentum keeps pushing my head down even though I want to sit up and see where I'm going. The wind, ice, and snow bite at my cheeks. I have to close my eyes because they start to burn from ice pellets. I wish I had goggles. I wish I had a helmet. I wish I had a toboggan.
Don't hit a tree. Don't hit a tree.
I repeat to myself over and over like a mantra. But I admit it. If I weren't afraid of slamming into a tree, this would be kind of fun. Jonah certainly thinks so. I can hear him yelling, "Woohoo!" far ahead of me.
You're almost there,
he calls out. I wrench my eyes open. This side of the mountain leads to a frozen lake at the bottom. A frozen lake I'm about to crash into. I brace myself for impact.
Yowza!
I scream as I slide across the lake, spinning like a top. When I eventually stop spinning, I try to sit up but feel dizzy. I can't see the Snow Queen or her scary breath anymore. Does that mean we lost her? I just hope we haven't lost Prince, too. I try not to think about how we're going to get back up that mountain. Now, where's Jonah? I spot him a few hundred feet away on the other side of the lake.
That was amazing, he says as he glides toward me.
If you say so, I reply. All right, I'll admit it. It was kind of amazing.
So what do we do now?
He asks me, looking worried. Good question. I look toward the mountain. We have to get back up there to unfreeze Prince, but we have to wait until the Snow Queen leaves.
But how will we know when she leaves? My brother persists.
Let me think. I push myself up off the ice. In all the body-sledding excitement, I forgot about the cold, but now that I'm standing still, I feel the chill all over my body. I rub my hands against my fleece sweatshirt. I wish I was wearing two fleece sweatshirts, or maybe a fleece snowsuit.
Maybe we wait a few hours and then climb back up, Jonah suggests.
I guess so, I say, although a heated helicopter would be nice. His eyes widen.
I would be an amazing helicopter pilot.
I snort. I'm sure you would, Jonah. But seriously, I don't know how long we can stay out here dressed the way we are. If the sun goes down, we're going to be in trouble. We'll freeze. Jonah glances at his watch.
My watch says it's 1. How many hours do you think have passed since we got here?
The sun is lower now. It feels like around 3, right? He nods.
So an hour at home is about 3 hours here?
Seems right, I say. I try to calm my nerves. We've been gone for only an hour. My parents are still asleep. We'll get home before they wake up. They won't find out we broke our promise. I hesitate. Hey, Jonah, maybe I should wear the watch, for safekeeping. He clutches his wrist protectively.
No way! It's my Spider-Man watch, and I want to wear it. I'll keep it safe, I swear.
As safe as you kept Dad's iPhone, or Mom's laptop, or your Karate Crocs game? In the last month, Jonah left Dad's iPhone on the corner of a counter where it fell off and shattered. Then he somehow, and for some unknown reason, removed the G and K keys from Mom's keyboard, and he dropped his Karate Crocs game in the toilet. He is not good with electronics.
I'll be careful, he says. Hey, wanna go skating while we wait for the Snow Queen to leave?
Did you sneak skates through the mirror too?
No, I wish. I meant pretend skating, like this.
He attempts to skate across the ice in his slippers.
Or we should play hockey.
He pretends to run as if he's chasing a puck. He ends up tripping and landing elbows down on the ice. That's when I hear it. A loud crack. Oh no. I do not like the sound of cracks. Cracks do not mean good things. Not for bones, or for mirrors, or for frozen lakes. Jonah? What was that? Jonah is staying perfectly still. The ice is splintering around him.
Abby? He says slowly. I think we have a problem.
No kidding, I reply.
What do I do?
He squeaks. I try not to panic.
Don't move. I don't want you to make it worse. But if I don't move, how do I get off the lake that's about to break?
Good point.
Okay, maybe move. But can you move really, really slowly toward me?
He stands up carefully. The ice holds.
Now step toward me, I say.
He takes one step. So far, so good. I hold my breath. He takes another step. Another. Crack, crack, crack. It sounds like popcorn popping. A spiderweb of cracks spreads across the ice. The cracks reach all the way to me. Jonah and I lock eyes. Then, crack. The lake breaks and both of us plunge into the frigid water.